The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill Greyhound Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined on the line by Jonathan Kay to look ahead to the William Hill St Ledger heats, the first round coming up this weekend from Wimbledon. We've got 8 heats to look forward to. We're going to preview all those races here on the podcast and also have a little spin through the outright betting for the competition. Hello, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm in great form, Alex, and really looking forward to this William Hill St Ledger. It's a real mark of the new guard of stayers coming through, and it's a fascinating event.
Yeah, absolutely. It is the turn of the stayers, if you like. And often for the big races, if you like, or the previews that we do, that there's an overwhelming favourite early on, and there isn't so far this year. I'll spin you through the betting first, Jonathan, and we'll see which ones you're sort of leaning towards before we go through the individual heats. Millwood's Teddy is 7-1 market leader, with Touch Tackle at 8s, Roxham Dream at 10s, King Kane and Romantic Rambo are 12-1, Ballymac Bonnie and Bubbly Gold are 14s, it's 16s for Airmount Paco and Barefoot Agent, and 20s or bigger the rest. Already, I know we've not even had a heat yet, so you can't jump to too many conclusions, but it does look an especially open year for the William Hill St Ledger.
It does really, Alex, and a part of that, of course, is that last year's winner, Farlow Tango, who was Greyhound of the Year on the back of that magnificent victory, he's been retired. Old age, in a way, got the better of me, and he picked up a cut foot at Doncaster that was going to rule him out of this. So whilst it's sad to see him go, now, all of a sudden, they've got all these new promising stayers coming through. And, at the head of the market, Millwood's Teddy, he's just won the Yorkshire St Ledger. Touch Tackle unbeaten in a short six-bend career to date. And Roxholm Dream just had the one six-bend run herself. So, you know, there's an awful lot of potential there, but there's so many potential winners in this. It's frightening.
Yeah, absolutely. If I was to ask for a rough guide, maybe one or two that you fancy at whatever price in this year's William Hill St Ledger, where would you be leaning towards now?
I think I've got to go a little bit down the market, because I do think it's such an open competition. And there's a couple of biggish prices that have caught my eye. And one I'm very interested in is Born a Champ, trained by John Mullins. Now, he was the Kent St Ledger winner at Crayford recently. And he might not have the flashy runs of some of these, but he's very, very durable. He's had 11 runs over six bends in Britain and Ireland and never been out of the first three, which is brilliant when you're looking for a greyhound to keep qualifying. I don't think the demands of this ultra-tough competition will faze him, and I think he'll give each way backers a good run for the money, albeit he is in a very tough first-round heat, but the compensation's in the price.
OK, Born a Champ available to back at 33-1. In the outright market. Anything at that price surely worth a pound each way, I would suggest. But as you said, runs in heat number 6 on Saturday evening. Doesn't look the easiest heat to get through, but certainly a good chance if he can get through that.
I was going to say, Alex, the thing you have to remember about the St Ledger, it's 4 runs over a very demanding six-bend trip. So what you might see in the first round is some really flashy performances. But as the competition progresses, durability comes in. Now, Wimbledon's a tough track. We saw that during the William Hill Derby earlier this year. The track records were going in the early rounds, and in the end, it was stamina and grit and determination that won through. Who can forget Salad Dodger coming through, winning his only race of the competition when it mattered most?
Absolutely. With that many races in such a short space of time, durability is going to be tested. Right, we'll dive into the heats then, Jonathan. The first one comes up at 7:25 on Saturday evening. Of course, all of these heats run over 687 metres. And the 7:25 sees Trap 1 with Fira Mosky, Black Francis in 2, TJ's Power Hawk in 3, Droopy's Dave in 4, Lowgate Jasper in 5, and Watch and Learn in 6. We've got some betting up on the website. All prices are correct to the time of recording, which is around about midday on Friday. We've got TJ's Power Hawk 5-2, Fira Mosky at 3s, Droopy's Dave at 4s, alongside Lowgate Jasper, 6s for Watch and Learn, and 7s for Black Francis.
Every bit as open, I think, this heat as the betting suggests. I'm going to go for Trap 5, Lowgate Jasper, who ran pretty well in a trial stakes here a couple of weeks ago, led and was outstayed by Touch Tackle, who's very much to the fore in the outright betting. Now, Jim Hayton's dog should improve for that look round the track. He's done well over six bends in a relatively brief career to date, and I expect him to be up there from the outset. Trap 3, TJ's Power Hawk, very unexposed over this sort of distance. A greyhound who's probably capable of anything, but also one that can run in snatches to a certain degree. Trap 1, Fira Mosky, reached the final last year. Hasn't been in the same sort of form since returning from injury, but does have a good draw. Watch and Learn will be staying on, but she's just returning from season, and this might just come a little bit quick for her. I'm going to go for 5, Lowgate Jasper, to beat 3, TJ's Power Hawk, and 1, Fira Mosky.
Okay, next up is Heat 2, this one at 7:39. Bubbly Gold in 1, Touch Tackle is Trap 2, Droopy's Cape Trap 3, Trap 4 for Droopy's London, Trap 5 for Romantic Rambo, and Trap 6 is Beatty's Wild. Betting looks like this: even money for Touch Tackle, 2s for Romantic Rambo, 4s for Bubbly Gold, and 14s or bigger the rest. We touched on Touch Tackle and Romantic Rambo in the outright betting. They're both pretty popular. Looks a good heat, this one, Jonathan.
It is a good heat, and Touch Tackle is my selection in Trap 2. He's done everything that could have been asked of him in three runs over six bends today. 2 wins here, and then set a new track record at Sittingbourne last weekend when slamming Droopy's London by more than 10 lengths. He's got all-round ability, so even if he doesn't lead, which he might struggle to do in this race, I expect him to come through on the final circuit. Trap 1, Bubbly Gold, was runner-up in the Grand Prix at Sunderland earlier in the year. Hasn't probably quite gone on in the manner that we might have expected, but does have a good draw to work from, although he does have to prove his stamina over this journey. Trap 5, Romantic Rambo, set a track record here back in May, but his draw outside of Trap 4, Droopy's London, is not ideal for a clear run early. I'm going to go for Trap 2, Touch Tackle, to beat 1, Bubbly Gold, and 5, Romantic Rambo.
OK, next up is Heat 3, coming up at 7:54. This one, we've got Chicago in Trap 1, Black Horse Heidi in 2, Rearguard Bond in 3, Trap 4 for Farley Rio, Droopy's Bear in 5, and Flawless Floyd in Trap 6. The betting looks like this: Rearguard Bond 5-2, Chicago and Droopy's Bear at 3s, Farley Rio at 4s, 13-2 for Black House Heidi, and 12-1 for Flawless Floyd, Jonathan.
Another absolute belter of a heat. It might seem strange here. I'm going to go for a greyhound, Farley Rio, in Trap 4, who was beaten 11 lengths by Trap 3, Rearguard Bond, when they met in a trial stakes last week. But I do think Farley Rio is better than that. Now trained by Seamus Carr, who's taken the William Hill Grand Prix winner on for Kevin Boone for the duration of the St. Ledger, he has a much better start in him than he's managed, or certainly managed last week. I can see him going around much handier this time and unleashing a big burst of middle pace. Trap 1, Chicago, done everything asked of him since stepped up to this distance. I do have a nagging doubt just how strong he'll be over it in this top company. Trap 3, Rearguard Bond, has to be respected on that runaway success last week, but prior to that, had finished behind the selection Farley Rio in the Yorkshire Ledger final. Trap 5, Droopy's Bear, unexposed over the trip, maybe a few questions to answer. And Trap 2, Black House Heidi, runner of the Great North Run, might just get going too late. I'm going to go for 4, Farley Rio, to beat 1, Chicago, and 3, Rearguard Bond.
Heat number 4 coming up at 8:10. Droopy's Flash in 1, Trap 2 for Hollyoak Laylaps, Art Banksy in 3, Roxham Dream in 4, 5-star Clipper in 5, and trap 6 is King Kane. Roxham Dream 10 to 11 market leader with King Kane at 6 to 4, 7s for 5-star Clipper, and 16s or bigger the rest. Again, another one where we've got two of the top five in the anti-post market here running in the same heat. Do you make it between these two, Jonathan?
I think it probably will boil down to a match between Roxham Dream and King Kane. I'm just going to prefer King Kane in trap 6. Diane Henry's dog was brilliant when winning the TV trophy at Sheffield earlier in the year, and I think can be forgiven his early elimination from the Yorkshire Ledger at Doncaster when things didn't go his way. He's got a good trial on the card round here. That gives him a slight time advantage over Roxham Dream compared to the time that she clocked when winning on her six-bend debut here a month ago. Roxham Dream might be up there early, but I think King Kane just might have a little bit too much all round. As the betting suggests, 5-star Clipper looks clearly best of the remainder. He reached the final of the Champion Stakes at Romford and does bring a touch of class into proceedings. I'm going for 6, King Kane, to beat 4, Roxham Dream, and 5, 5-star Clipper.
Okay, heat 5 up next at 8:26. Festival time in 1, trap 2 for Imicon, Airmount Paco in 3, Fernhill Dusk in 4, Fizzy Pop Magic in trap 5, and trap 6 is Killiford Carly. The betting looks like this at the time of recording: Airmount Paco 6-4, Fizzy Pop Magic 11-4, Killiford Carly 7-2, 6 is for Festival Time, 7's for Fernhill Dusk, and 16-1, the outsider of the field, is Imicon. How do you see this one going, Jonathan?
Airmount Paco in trap 3 won the William Hill Great North Run at Newcastle last week, and Connections have decided to tilt for this fantastic £25,000 prize with him. He really should be suited by the track with the long run to the Bren bringing his early pace into play, although we do have to take that on trust given that he lacks course knowledge. That said, I think he can race clear early on. Trap 5, Fizzy Pop Magic, is a very versatile sort. She stays further than this, but was very impressive when powering away from modest rivals over the course and distance last week. She'll expose any flaws in the selection. Trap 6, Killiford Carly, getting on a bit these days, but reached the final last year and certainly has to be respected. I'm going for 3, Airmount Paco, to beat 5, Fizzy Pop Magic, and 6, Killiford Carly.
Okay, heat number 6 next up at 8:42. King Danny, trap 1. Born a Champ, we touched on earlier, the anti-post pick in trap 2. Heather George in 3. Bubbly Beauty in trap 4. Trap 5 for Wordsborough Phantom. And trap 6 is Barefoot Agent. Betting looks like this: 15-8 Barefoot Agent, 7-2 Heather George, 9-2 for Born a Champ and Bubbly Beauty, 11-2 for Wordsborough Phantom. And King Danny at 8s. We've already said this is a tough heat, Jonathan. That is reflected in the betting.
It is reflected in the betting, and a little bit of an unknown quantity here in the shape of trap 6, Barefoot Agent, a raider from Ireland for Paul Hennessy. Did run well in the William Hill Derby earlier in the year and has subsequently stepped up to six bends in Ireland. But I do think that he might just have been put in a little bit careful, a bit short, by the odds compilers. I mentioned earlier that I like Born a Champ outright, such a consistent sort. He won't be fazed if he has to come through the field here, and I'm going to take him to do just that on the final circuit. Main threat could come from trap 5, Wordsborough Phantom, went well in a trial last week and has some solid form in the north. Barefoot Agent can probably qualify at the expense perhaps of King Danny, who'd really need to build a long lead. Bubbly Beauty is reluctantly overlooked. It's just a lack of six-bend form over this sort of trip. I'm going for 2, Born a Champ, to beat 5, Wordsborough Phantom, and 6, Barefoot Agent.
OK, the penultimate heat is heat number 7, comes up at 8:58 on Saturday evening. And Great Deal is trap 1, Billy's Bullet in 2, Bam Bam's Barney in 3, Millwood's Master in 4, Millwood's Teddy in 5, and trap 6 is Farley Chicken. 10-11 market leader in this one is Millwood's Teddy. Of course, the anti-post favourite at the time of recording. Billy's Bullet is 11-4, Farley's Chicken at 5s, Millwood's Master 13-2, 10s for Great Deal, and 50-1 for Bam Bam's Barney.
Might get a bit of a shock here. I'm going to go for value selection in the shape of trap 1, Great Deal, for Kim Billingham. Definitely unexposed over this distance, but a couple of really impressive efforts over 630 metres at home track Monmore, and backed up by a good trial here. Just think he might get the run of the race on the inside early. Obviously, Millwood's Teddy has to be afforded maximum respect. The Yorkshire Ledger winner, and has winning form here as well. But he's drawn outside the Champion Stakes winner, Millwood's Master, and that's not perfect, because they could have a coming together early on. Farley Chicken in six promised a lot earlier in the year over sixpence, but has just been a little bit disappointing subsequent to that, and I think can maybe only hope for a qualifying position here. Trap 2 Billy's Bullet steps up in distance, but really is going into the unknown. I'm going for Trap 1, Great Deal, to beat Trap 5, Millwood's Teddy, and Trap 6, Farley Chicken.
OK, the final heat that we're going to look at comes up at 9.15. It's heat number 8 for the William Hill St Ledger first round. And in trap 1, we've got Ballymac Bonnie. Trap 2 for Wiki Wacky Woo. Race Night Jenny in 3. Lowgate Topaz in 4. There It Is in 5. And Jetstream Duke in trap 6. The betting looks like this on the William Hill website. Ballymac Bonnie and Jetstream Duke 15-8 joint favourites. Race Night Jenny 11-4. 11-2 for Wiki Wacky Woo. And 16s or bigger the other two. How do you see the final one going, Jonathan?
I'm going to take a bit of a tilt here and go for Trap 3, Race Night Jenny, on her British debut for Tony Collett. She has some decent staying form in Ireland, but what's really caught the eye have been her qualifying trials here, 28.33 and 28.45 over 480 metres. That's not far short of Derby sort of pace. And I just think that she's capable of being up there from the very outset here. Trap 1, Ballymac Bonnie, is an Irish raider for Liam Dowling and was so impressive at Shelbourne Park on Irish Derby final night. She clearly has to be respected, but does lack that previous course knowledge. Jetstream Duke in Trap 6 probably has stamina to prove, so I'm just going to suggest that Trap 4, Lowgate Topaz, could be capable of sneaking the third qualifying position. I'm going to go for 3, Race Night Jenny, to beat 1, Ballymac Bonnie, and 4, Lowgate Topaz.
OK, great stuff, Jonathan. They are all 8 heats done and dusted. Best of luck with your picks. Best of luck with your Andy Post pick as well. Born a Champ at 33-1 if you missed that. And we will catch up with you next week ahead of the next round of the William Hill St Ledger.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And don't forget, all heats available on RPG TV.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.